It was also like the worst clap ever. It sounded like a slap.
I just imagine it was just me slapping your ass, you know? It's fine.
I mean, if it sounds like a snap, go for it. Couple questions, but all right.
It's fine. I just don't have a really good, you know, smack. That's all. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Third Lake Show. It is season 4, episode 7. It's April 4th, 2024. Surprised I actually remember that the date changed. But how's your week been, Chu?
Good. Some things are wrapping up. I finally got to go to the gym. I fucked up my back. I'm an old man. I guess the ligaments that hold up my spine. Shout out to my dad for putting me to work at like 4. I guess I sprained it at some point. And if you sprain those ligaments, guess what? It's incredibly easy to fuck up your back for the rest of your life. So, it was just nice. I haven't been to the gym in like 2 weeks, so going back is damn near euphoric. Like, it's just, it's so good. It's like heroin. You get back on. No.
wait.
I don't know. I go in there. I'm happy to be there. Some of the people I talked to there were, like, worried. I don't know. But then again, I thought that was weird, and then I realized that all the other people that I talked to I haven't seen in a long time. I'm over here worried about them, too. So it's just cool. It's like a family. Yeah. It's like a family member you haven't seen in a long time.
That's cool.
What about you? How's your week?
Oh, I mean, yesterday was one of my, like, closest friend's birthdays, so, I mean, this is his birthday shout-out, happy birthday, and we just had his dinner for him, and I think I drank too much, but it's fine, it's totally fine. I mean, it's been a very chill week. I get what you mean about the gym thing, because I feel that same way just about my job, just because it's like the gym for me, it's just a bunch of lifting and things like that, and so I understand where you're coming from of just, like, missing the gym kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's been an all right week for me. You know, I didn't get the job, but that's fine. I was kind of mixed on it to begin with, so we'll see. Yeah, you know, we'll see what I decide to go to next. But there's one thing that I found during my week that I wanted to see if you knew about it kind of thing. Have you ever been to the website called exoticmeats.com?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
I didn't know this existed until, like, a couple, like, probably, like, 5 days ago. What? Have you ever ordered anything off of this?
No. Jesus Christ, no. I'm too scared because it's a little pricey. And then on top of it, I don't know if it's going to taste good, and I'm, like, kind of frugal in that regard. Like, if it's for funnies, yes. But in the meantime, I just get scared, and I talk myself out of it.
I've been looking at the stuff on here. I'm like, how much of this is actually legal? Because I don't... It seems kind of weird that they have, like, shark on here and, like, guinea pigs. Who's eating a guinea pig?
South America.
Okay, yeah.
Peru, I mean, I want to say.
They got so much weird shit on here. It's like llama sausages, which when I brought this up to one of my other friends, they're like, oh, so you mean the penis of a llama?
I'd try it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just found this and I, like, explored through all of it. The one I really don't understand is goose legs.
There's no meat.
That's what I was saying, too. Like, who's buying goose legs? Is it for, like, a broth or something like that? Because it still doesn't make sense to me, but I don't know. It was just...
I don't know. People eat pig's feet and, like, chicken feet, and there's no meat on there anyways.
My mom loves, like, chicken feet, like, when, you know, it's cooked, I don't know, Asian style, I guess is the best way I can put it, where it's just, like, you're just eating the cartilage off of it or something like that. I don't know. I don't understand it at all. They also leave
either
the toes on.
Yes! You gotta spit them out!
Yeah. I don't know. When I was a kid, I used to like it, but then I grew up and realized what I was actually eating, and I can't go back to it. I don't know. It just never tasted good anymore. It's just wild, some of the things they have on here. And also, they turn all of it into, like, hot dogs, too, if you wanted that. I don't... It's just so fucking...
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But moving on from exotic meats, snow day sucks, huh?
It's just not good. It's, I wouldn't say sucks, because there is, what do they say? There's nice bones there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the gameplay's cool. It's technically randomized. I think everyone wants a little bit more. It just, it's fucking strange, dude. It's, I don't know what to think of it. I think it's cool, but seriously, the gameplay's kind of whatever, but I like that kind of game. The part that gets me, there's a fucking season pass if you don't buy the deluxe edition that costs nearly as much as the game. That's a terrifying thought.
Like, I usually, when I watch people play games, it makes me kind of want to play the game, right? Like, when you played Binding of Isaac, that made me really want to play Binding of Isaac. I realized how shit I was at that game.
I gotta go back to Binding of Isaac. I miss it.
When I was watching you play Snow Day, or just like trying to find things about it, it felt very like hollow, I guess. You know? Like, there was just not a lot of stuff to it that made me want to really get it, right?
Hollow is a great way to put it. It almost feels like a great game. But it, blech, it, I don't know.
It misses,
man,
the mark for sure.
It sucks. Yeah, it sucks. You talked me into this.
Season pass. It's season pass $24.99.
The game is $29.99, and it's that much, dude. So you mean to tell me we're gonna add double the amount? Basically, that's what you're telling me. Like, I don't know. It definitely feels like there should be more. There should be more content. The story is over very quickly. And especially when you look at like the other games. Yeah, I fucking beat it. Technically, I'm not joking, okay? I thought it was kind of a joke that people were beating this in like 4 or 5 hours. Nope, that's right on par. The only reason I think I finished it in 7. Let me look. But like the only reason I didn't finish it in that time, 8 hours. 8 hours I finished this. The only reason I didn't beat that in time, I spent like 2 or 3 hours playing on hard difficulty on the second to last mission, which is the hardest mission, because I did that, bumped it down to normal, went to the final mission, played it on hard, first try, beat the game, that's the end of it.
Ugh.
It's just, I don't know. Like, I'm sure that game is better with friends, but I'd buy it on sale, because it's, I don't know. I'm kind of mad.
It's also not like marketed as a roguelike, but people keep saying it was like a roguelike too, right?
It essentially, it kind of is, but also isn't. There's a lot of things that game kind of is, but isn't.
It definitely feels like they were trying to make a game that really tries to appeal to a lot of different genres.
Yeah.
With a little bit of the South Park humor in there, and they just like flopped on both sides pretty much. Because even like, I don't know, the characters also felt kind of hollow to me too when like listening to them talk and things like that. It just didn't feel right, I guess.
Yes. They also had the Vietnam 1,000-yard stare. Like, Butters, like before you start a run, Butters will come out and he's just like, all right, pick your cards. And then like he just stares off into the distance while the game's like trying to load. Like, and I have it on a SSD, so like the loading time is fast, but even I still notice that. And I was like, this is uncomfortable. Like, he literally just looks up and like above the camera and just stares, doesn't blink, just stares and doesn't move.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. I don't know.
It honestly is. Like the videos of like AI and stuff, like how they just blankly stare into the camera. It's that. That's exactly what that is now that I'm thinking about it.
Is it like when they put kids in movies and they don't know what to look at, so they just look directly?
Yeah, okay. Now I'm getting the picture.
Yeah. I mean, like, do you have any more thoughts on Snow Day before we...
I feel like I should just buy the season pass. I'm already in. I can't return it. Yeah. Like, I might as well, like, just... If that season pass goes on sale, I'll buy it. But I don't know. Stay away from it.
Here's how I felt about Snow Day, right? I bought it the same day and within the same, like, couple minutes Shu did. I watched him play it, and I returned it before actually even installing the game. So I don't.
I was begging you to return it. I was begging you.
I now have $32.22 in my Steam account that I have no idea what to spend on. The Genesis, or I'm not actually going to get that game, no. So we had a really nice, like, 3 days on the Steam front page where it did not have any porn games. Yeah. And then it just got flooded
it
again.
It erupted.
It was bad. I don't know what was going on.
Dead Rock Redemption.
Dead Rock? What?
Yeah, Dead Rock Redemption. You can buy that.
This is another. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm guessing this was on the front page, huh?
Yep. This is, I guess in like states like yours, I guess this makes sense now. You guys, you in Texas, which I just recently found out, you can't watch the old porn.
Again.
This is what you guys got to do. Unless you have a VPN.
Or, hey, listen, I'm just saying, Reddit's got everything.
For
now. If you want to feel bad about life, go to Reddit. If you want to get horny about life, go to Reddit. It's the same thing, all right?
Yeah, that's fair. That's very fair.
Yeah. Speaking of awful games, and some games that I've just never heard about, you know Will Smith made a zombie game?
Yeah, it tanked. It horribly flopped. Shout out China. Turns out they don't like Will Smith. I can't imagine why. It's because he slapped Chris Rock. Don't be thinking anything else. That's racist.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's be okay. It came out June 13th. Star Wars poster. It came out June 13th, 2023, right? I'd never heard of this game.
Nope.
Apparently, it's in my library. It's called Undawn. It's a zombie MMO, like, open world type of game that, like, even just looking at the trailer that they have for the game, it looks awful. It's like a mix of like Fortnite and PUBG. And
looking at the screenshot. The first one looks like they copy and pasted just generic warriors. Like old man, crouching woman, and dude in hoodie.
Yeah.
Ew.
Like the first one looks like they're playing like Evolve, right? You remember that game that also tanked?
Yeah. This looks like a Sims DLC that got way out of hand. The fucking character creation is hideous.
Yeah, it's so bad. I just learned it's almost a year into this game being like out to the public. I'm just learning about it too. The first picture is Evolve. The second one is just Left 4 Dead, and then the third one is like
Fallout 76 exploring.
Yeah, that too. Speaking of which, I kind of really...
We got to go back.
I've looked at a lot of the things that they've added, and I kind of want to go back.
So hear me out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We watch the Fallout show, which is coming up very quickly.
It's 7 days.
Yep.
No, yeah, 7 days.
Yeah. Okay. We'll set aside time, watch the show. After the show's over, and like whatever days we can in between, play Fallout 76. We'll just completely overdose on Fallout.
And then we also got Tuesdays, which is, if people show up, we got Tuesdays.
At this rate, I don't count on it. This is like three in a row.
We got most of the people. It was just like an hour late kind of thing, okay? But I'm down. Yeah, I've really been watching a lot of people play like Fallout 4, New Vegas, and 3, and I really want to start like getting back into them. I just don't want to get rid of all my mods to make the games work again.
Sounds like you're at a crossroads.
Yeah, do I fix my game or do I just uninstall and do it over again? I don't know. One of the things I love about just reading Steam reviews about Undawn, though, is there's a person that literally just put P2W, which is, you know, pay to win, right?
Yeah.
He gave it a recommended thumbs up, and he has almost 1,800 hours
Christ.
In it.
Christ!
You see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love it. I don't know.
His account's private.
Yeah, that too.
I don't think this is a real account. I think this one was bought.
And just plays on the game the entire... I don't know. I just love reading through Steam reviews on like shitty games like this. It just makes my day. But
there's a negative review that says it has Willard Smith as an NPC. He kills zombies who talk about his wife.
Yep. Is his name actually Willard? Just,
no.
I don't know.
No.
I gotta check. I have to check. I don't know anything about Will Smith other than that his kid was in the really bad Karate Kid movie. So that's the only thing I really know about him.
This kid's a weird little douche.
Yeah, isn't he like really into music now?
All of his kids are a little different. All of his kids. I think there's like one quote-unquote normal one, and the rest of them are just kind of out there. And it's just like, you guys... okay, like what happened?
This is all from the same family.
Yeah. Well, then you look at their mom and it's just, oh.
Oh, I get it. There's a Ramadan themed battle pass in my Will Smith game.
See that one too. That one, I didn't know if you would like that one, so I just left it out there.
I just saw it, and it. Oh, man. Okay, I have a question for you that you don't have to answer this one, but you can answer on the next one because, you know, there's a lot of different choices. But what so far has been your favorite video game weapon? I've thought about this since I've, like, read this question, and I still have no idea.
It's for me, it's a tie between the BFG, obviously, and the railway rifle. I cannot express, yeah, I cannot express how fucking cool it is that there's a game, like a gun in a game where you can just nail people to the fucking wall. Like you can just wander around all willy nilly and it's just whoop whoop. Junk Jet's pretty far up there too. I think those are all tied for first in mine.
I've got three that I'm still trying to choose between, which is the Fat Man, the BFG, and the energy sword from Halo, because I don't know which one I like more, or the hammer from Halo.
The hammer, I'll go with the sword. There was many Halo nights for teenager Matthew, who was just getting absolutely destroyed by some 30-year-old man on Xbox Live with that damn weapon.
There were a lot of controllers broken due to that weapon, I will say, from my experience. But I'll give you time to think about it to choose your final one, because I still have no idea which one I want.
I think I gotta go railway.
Railway? I do like the railway rifle. I think... oh.
Fat Man's cool, but like, for me it's tainted because half the time I kill myself with that gun.
Yeah. That's why I love it.
Thank God.
For me, I love the Fat Man more just because when you shoot it, there's the whistle that happens when it's like falling. I just love that sound. It gives me both hope and fear for my own life, you know.
Yeah. Who's that whistling? Oh wait, I shot him. Oh fuck.
And then I got two quick ones and then we can get into like Earth Ambassadors and Good Eggs. But did you know IHOP added Sonic-themed items to their menu?
No, I thought... okay, I did not think we were going here. No, I did not know that.
It's a real thing. Like, this came out on April Fool's, but it's a real thing. I went to their website and checked. It's a real thing. So, these are the items. You know, you can get the Tails 2x2x2, or, you know, Sonic's...
Who the fuck wants to have Tails food?
I don't know. If it was actual Fox, I think I might eat it. But, like...
why is Knuckles a chicken sandwich? Why? Eat yourself, but play Knuckles. I'm just throwing that out there. IHOP, we got to talk.
I do think Dr. Eggman's makes the most sense.
I think the waffles are pretty... Sonic's is pretty far up there. I think that... everyone except... I mean, looking at it, for me, everyone but Tails and Knuckles. And Knuckles because it feels racist. Like, I don't know.
To that. Tails, I can understand. He's technically got two tails, so it's a 2x2, but, you know, I think I can kind of get with the Tails one.
Too,
Knuckles is for
cute.
Sure the... yeah. Knuckles for sure is the outlier in this situation of this is just seems wrong kind of thing.
If look, maybe I'm looking too far into this, very possible. But if a black man plays a fucking character and he has that character has a fucking food item on a menu and it's fried chicken, Dog. I'm not one going out looking for racism, but this one seems very big to me.
Yeah. This does not... Hi, Hop, you might want to change that. I don't know if you, like...
Why not a breakfast corn dog? I get it. He's Knuckles. He uses his hands, but, like, fried chicken sandwich. IHOP's kind of a dog, man. Jesus Christ.
Also, Knuckles is the most expensive out of the, like, four or five that I see.
What?
This is, like, $15.99, and the lowest one is Tails, which is $9.79. And then in between that
Tails
is, like...
Tails would be, like, $6.
Oh. If it was, I honestly would get it. Yeah. That one seems the most normal out of all of them, but...
I'm sorry, but for Amy's Sweet Strawberry Delight, do you get one quarter of a waffle? Is that what I'm looking at?
It does look like that.
Never mind, I changed my answer. That's the most offensive one. That's a quarter of a waffle?
Ice cream.
It has to it's a dessert. I thought that was whipped cream. All right, never mind. Yeah, I'm going back to the going back to the super offensive chicken sandwich.
I don't know. I also think it's kind of bad that the... For me, it's just like, hey, the one female in this group has the least amount of food on their plate, too.
That's
I don't know. It just
plate.
Seems weird, too. Hey, they're all just bad. Why Sonic?
I don't know. Denny's is better. So, like, IHOP is just that kid trying to be different to be different in my
and
book.
If you ever do come visit me, there's a breakfast place called Virgil's that you can get.
He's a super mutant?
I wish, but it's you can order a hamburger there that's about the same size as a personal size pizza.
Jesus fuck! Why?
It's. Oh. I don't know. I have ordered it before. I have ordered it before. And it's so good, and you have so many leftovers to take home. But that's the best like breakfast place I've ever been is Virgil's. So. Shout out to them. Okay. And then you have a Steam Deck, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's
double check this. This is just a little PSA for people. Apparently, there's like a problem with people's Steam Decks cracking because the screws are too tight. So, you know, just keep an eye out for that because apparently they put their screws on too tight and it just like cracks the entire thing. But that's, you know, reference for you of just...
Oh, these are people who took it apart and then put it back together again and fucked it up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's not a stock case. That's a see-through case. They did that themselves. Get
so they're
fucked.
They're idiots. They're also saying it's also, like, mainly just OLED version, which why are you getting the OLED version? The limited edition OLED version? I don't know.
Bad.
Keep an eye out. If you're cracking things, it's now your fault. And then last little thing. You remember a little follow-up from last week? You remember the whole Twitch thing that's the new thing? The whole
sitting on
screen?
A see-through chair?
Ugh, don't. Why'd you have to show me that?
Well, the funny thing is, Kalen sent me that exact same channel 2 days later. He's like, look at what's popular. I was just like, son, I'm already here. Like, whatever.
It was using, like, green screens on, like, your butts or your tits or whatever. Yeah. Twitch banned that, finally. So.
Oh, after everyone already made all their money.
Yep. Our community guidelines are designed to help make Twitch a welcoming place. No, it's not. Content on Twitch is always evolving, and we want to make sure our rules work as intended and keep up with emerging behaviors when needed. We make updates to our rules to capture those shifts in, and then it like continues, whatever. It pretty much they're just like, hey, don't do this, but enjoy the money that you've made so far off of. I don't know. I think it's... I'm glad it's gone. That's all I have to say about it. I don't know what else to say.
I'm on just chatting just to see where we're at. I'll get back to you.
Oh, okay. I do have one more then. Let me see if I can find where I placed it. Oh, what was it? You know, I don't know if this was a game or a movie. It was called like Megan. Do you remember that thing?
Like a robot thing?
It was like a horror film.
Yeah, but it, the killer is a fucking robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can now own a life-size version of Megan.
I'm out. I know what's going to happen to this thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it. It's over 4 feet tall, and it costs about as much as a PS5. Which honestly is...
I feel like that's kind of cheap.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. It's kind of cheap. You'll need to fork over $500 for it. I don't know who wants this. I don't think it's a good idea.
No, someone's going to take advantage of this.
Again, also, you know, revealed on April Fool's, but it's not actually a prank, and I don't want to know what's going to happen to this poor thing. It, you know, some creep's going to get a hand on it, right?
Probably already did.
Yeah. Alrighty. You got any good eggs or Earth ambassadors for this week?
There was like a fucking story I read, and I was kind of... I haven't had a Mars ambassador for a while. Oh, wait, no, I got two. One of them comes from Spoon. But the one I was talking about, this guy... I guess him and his wife are splitting up. He breaks in, takes her hostage along with the two kids, shoots her in the back of the fucking head, execution style, in front of the kids, and then kills himself in front of the kids. So Mars is getting a dead body.
Can we go back in time and take him before this happens? Can we do that as...
Right, this
I think
is the
since
whole...
we've made the thing, we can, you know, choose the rules, right? We just go back in time and take him before this happens. It's bad.
I can't even imagine. And then secondly, Spoon sent me this. I guess this is someone in his reptile community. you know what? I'll save this for our newly named game, which I put in there because I asked ChatGPT to come up with something. And it came up with State Speculate Florida or Beyond, which I kind of like it. I really like it too.
I thought that was supposed to be for something to remind you of something, but no, I like the new name.
No. Who's
That's
your
the
man?
Name of this episode?
Hell yeah. what you got?
I got two that are fairly, you know, common. I feel like that would come up on Earth Ambassadors. But first one is Pokemon Company. One, because they have not made a good game since the Game Boy Advance.
Dark days over there.
Yeah. They also took down one of the biggest, like, community websites for, like, Pokemon. It was almost 10 years old, and they took it down because it was causing, like, they say, you know, for DMCA reasons, it was taken down. The point of this website, it was called Relic Castle. I don't know if you've ever heard of it before,
nope.
But it was a place, it was literally just a forum website where people could talk about Pokemon and also fan-made Pokemon games, and that's where Pokemon had a problem. There was no download or anything on this website where you could download fan-made games, but it was just like a place where people could talk about them and, you know, show people like what's going on in them, explain it, you know, promote their games on there too for like fan-made things, and they decided... after almost 10 years just to take it down. I don't know. Seems kind of
now
stubby.
It's become a problem.
Yeah, now it's become a problem. After Pal World, now this is the next problem, right?
Time to be Digimon kids.
Yeah. For real. Or Yu-Gi-Oh. I'll even take a Yu-Gi-Oh kid or
You're going to take a Yu-Gi-Oh kid?
No. Hold on. Let's not take my words out of context.
That's the exact
you know
thing you said.
But with... with... fuck you.
Jeez.
Also, I don't know. Kanye just like threatened some like staff person at some place and then did a Super Mario dance. I don't know. This is
what? I need a video. This man is not real. This man is not real.
It is. If I find a video of it, I will send it to you. This is just wild to me.
Did a Super Mario dance. I'm going to fucking kill you.
The lawsuit states West then physically threatened Phillips saying he was going to punch Phillips, I don't know if that's actually the person's name, it's just all in my quotes and stuff, in the face. Then the lawsuit describes a sudden shift in mood in which West imitated the celebratory dance of Mario from the famous video game Super Mario Brothers.
What dance is that?
I don't know. West jumped up, punched one fist in the air while he said, "I'm going to give you one more chance, another life."
What? Hold on. Hold on. Goddamn West Mario dance. No fucking way did he do this. No, there's no videos. Oh my God.
I wish.
What the fuck? What? I mean, you shouldn't be threatening people. However, did kind of glitz it up.
He made it his own thing, but also hey, maybe
he made a felony
will
his own
DMCA
thing.
Strike this guy.
Yeah, go get him. Go get him. I can't imagine what Kanye is gonna do. I still, I don't care. Like to me, it's always fun because for me, there's very few things off the table when it comes to humor. And Kanye West, like, not legitimately understanding that, like, hating on Jewish people is gross. Because I'm not going to say what race he is. Because we all know what's going to happen. He's Jewish. Like, two sentences removed. And that this dude, man, the thought process that goes on in there, it's just like, dog, what the fuck is going... It has to be, like, literal... fucking just chimps playing ping pong in there, and then one of them just shits out an idea and it comes out of his mouth. Like, has to be.
He has no part of his brain active except for his id, I feel like.
Dude, it's either that or SpongeBob's fucking, like, when he's told to forget everything except for fine dining and water. Or breathing or something like that. And like, it's just like little SpongeBob's fucking, the entire place is erupting in fire. That's what I think's going on in there.
There's something going on, but well, if I find a follow-up for this story, I will bring it up. I'm hoping that this progresses. Maybe a video comes out of it. But in the meantime, while we wait for that, shall we get into State Spectacular? Speculate Florida or beyond, or rush or not rush.
Yeah, we can start with the states. Okay, so because I already kind of flirted with this one, Florida or beyond. Man arrested, accused of exposing himself to children inside of a grocery store. Spoiler alert, his wife gets arrested for something completely unrelated.
Ooh, honestly. I'm a gamble it all here. I'm gonna say it's beyond, and this is also the UK.
No, this is in Texas.
Damn it,
Houston to be exact. Yeah, this guy, he was following kids and exposing himself in a grocery store. So you know, real scumbag. He was arrested for indecent exposure. A follow-up investigation was conducted where some of the children he was following were identified, charged with indecency with child by exposure. His phone was also seized as part of the investigation, and a search warrant led to the discovery of multiple images of child sexual assault material, as well as a video of his wife having sex with their Great Dane dog.
I don't like this story.
I don't like it either. It is bottom of the barrel. After an arrest warrant was issued, both the husband and wife were arrested Wednesday at their home. Yeah, he also has child pornography tacked up on him. And now his wife is charged with bestiality. So what did we learn from this story? Spoon hangs out with some fucking weirdos. Spoon says he knew of this guy, never met him. So,
how did he know of this guy? Just from the news story?
I guess like one of the guys that Spoon works with, who kind of, from what I understand, is teaching him about a lot of stuff, had a lot of run-ins with this guy. And I asked Spoon, I go, well, what did they say about this guy? They always said he was fucking weird. Like, he was always kind of, ugh. And I was just like, well, once again, the gut instinct has yet to fail.
Your gut is smart, people. Just letting, ugh, that's, I don't like, no. That's bad.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Stop having sex with dogs and leave kids alone, all right? It's kind of gross.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that to children.
Anyways, all right, Florida or beyond. Snake missing for over a year gets dropped on roof by crow.
Not Florida.
Correct. This is England. This is
sure it was a real snake.
Yeah, it's a real life snake. It was a 3-foot-long corn snake. Quote, when we arrived, the snake had vanished and was then discovered on the roof of a garage, RSPCA said in a Facebook post. Quote, we suspect that a crow had given the snake a not-so-helpful leg up, but thankfully we were able to come to her aid. After that last thing, that's an odd sentence.
Yeah.
The RSPCA discovered the snake was a pet named Agnes, what a dumb name, who had been missing from her home for over a year. How the fuck do you know that?
How is it alive?
Yeah, that's it does get cold in England. She was found to have a respiratory infection from being outside in the cold, but it's a miracle that she survived at all for so long.
After being picked up by another animal.
Fucking crows, man. They're sneaky smart. Sneaky smart. By the way, the crows out here are like getting to the size of like a volleyball. Like, and they have just, I'm like,
they're pretty pudgy out here too. Yeah.
I don't remember crows being this big.
They started going to your gym. You haven't noticed them?
Dude, I would shit my pants.
They were there the 2 weeks you weren't, obviously.
Hey, if you get bored, you should message Kaylin. Just be like, what'd your family member call crows?
Oh,
it's
no.
Not good. It's really not good. It's just, racists will do anything they can to fit that word in there. They will do anything they can.
So that's H.P. Lovecraft, right?
Oof.
Poor cat.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, shout out to getting your pet snake back. It is kind of weird how they knew exactly what this was when they found it. Like, is there like a missing snakes website? Like, what is this?
Probably on Reddit.
Have you seen my snake?
Everything's on Reddit, right?
True. True.
I'm surprised they didn't think it was fake. I mean, when they see fake animals, they think it's real. So if they see a real animal, it makes sense
to
think it's fake, right?
I don't know, dude. I like that. That's fucking funny. Also, real quick, before I forget, there's a horror movie coming out, and I can't remember the name. It's from the perspective of the killer.
Oh.
So, like, you're going to follow the killer through everything. And he's just going to be, like, slaughtering people in the woods. Kind of like, from what I understand, like a Jason, like a Friday the 13th type of deal.
Guessing it's not Monkey Man.
I don't think so. And because YouTube keeps giving me ads, I'm not going to watch that movie. They're too pushy. It's like used car salesman. It's creepy, dude.
We can go watch Madam Web. They're making another Planet of the Apes movie. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
May 10th.
I didn't know people still saw those.
I
like them.
I've seen like the remake ones of them.
I watched the OG ones back in the day, like when DVDs were a first thing. That was like one of the first collections that my family members owned. Owned, and I watched that one. It was wild.
Trying to find this movie and I can't find it. I don't know what it is.
Hold on, I'll take a quick look. It's fucking.
Guessing it's not the first Omen. It's not Fall Guy featuring Ryan Gosling.
Have you seen the new show, like the new commercials for the new Giancarlo Esposito show on AMC where he's like a getaway driver?
I think I saw one ad for it, but I skipped it so fast I did not realize what it was.
In a violent nature.
Is that the name of the movie or the?
Yeah, no, that's the name of the movie. Sorry.
Okay, I'm trying to find it.
No, he's like, I can't. I can understand why Vince Gilligan doesn't want to do another like Breaking Bad spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Saul, Better Call Saul was good. I think Gus's story would be incredible. Like, honestly, something cool. But he says he doesn't want to do it no more. So go make your money. Just don't be involved with Far Cry games. They're bad.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm in for whatever he makes other than Far Cry games.
Thanks, Ubisoft. Put a blemish on that man. Literally. You're like Rooster Teeth. At least Rooster Teeth had to fucking disappear. And here you are. Well, still going.
They're still around, just not red versus blue, apparently. Apparently Rooster Teeth is still alive somehow. I don't understand why. If there's three studios that ruin everything, it's EA, Blizzard, and Ubisoft for sure, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even The Sims 4 is dog shit.
Yeah, the Maxis Sims were cool, but yeah, EA Sims, not good.
Yeah.
Even SimCity.
I did see the original SimCity on Steam, and I was kind of interested in it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's on there.
Hold on.
Let me see. It's, well, not the original, but SimCity 4, I think, is like the oldest one that they have.
SimCity 3000.
I think that's the one I was looking at. It's like the original, right?
But I think this is like the second or third one, but it's going to be the same idea, the same principle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, I can get this with EA Play. No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I played for 1 month just to play Battlefield 1, and I was like, this is dog shit. I don't want to play this anymore. Oh, no. I don't know what to spend my $32.22 on. Maybe I'll get Buckshot Roulette. Came on Steam.
I have to do more research on it. It just seems so... I don't know. South Park really put a chill in my body. I'm so scared of games now. Like, I'm just going to wait until they've been out for a couple months.
Look, all I'm saying, Buckshot Roulette, $3. It looks pretty fun. It's just a... either you shoot yourself or you shoot the other guy.
I don't know, man. Dead Rock Redemption. It seems right up your alley.
Oh, please. The Genesis Order. Or Lust Theory something sandbox. I don't know.
Call of Duty.
I have a lot of people telling me to get Modern Warfare 3, and I really don't want to.
Yeah, dude, give up like 200 gigs.
Mm-hmm. 200 gigs and $80 or whatever it is.
Your self-respect.
That too. I had to start with that though, right?
That's true. If it's not there to begin with, you can't lose it. I don't know.
That's why I bought Baldur's Gate 3.
Ooh, Planet Coaster. Okay, god damn it. I gotta get back to it. Alright. Florida or beyond. Someone found grenades in a dead relative's garage.
Not Florida.
But they turned out to be real. Like, they were actual fucking grenades.
Canada again.
Negatory. This is California.
They can't even have guns there. How do they have grenades? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. The Pleasanton Police Department said on social media that a citizen visited the front lobby at police headquarters to turn over three grenades he found in his garage and assumed they were inert. Unbeknownst to him, the grenades were live. The Alameda County Sheriff's Office bomb squad was summoned to the station and carted the grenades off to be destroyed. Yeah, no one should have to fucking tell you this, but just in case, if you find what you think is an explosive device, leave it where the fuck it is and call 911. Don't drive around with it and then just bring it into someplace. Do not do that.
I heard a story back when I was in like high school. I don't know if it's true or not, But someone was driving around with claymores in the back of their car, and it blew
up. Jesus Christ. Yeah, shocking. Shocking. So, like,
here's an idea.
Don't. Hear me out.
Do what he said. Call 911. Leave it where it is. There's also been, like, so many videos of people who do, like, magnet fishing on YouTube, and they find, like, mortars and stuff in the bottom of the river. Like, they do the smart thing. They call 911. Why can't these be? Then again, they're from California. We got to give them some, you know, some leeway. They are stupid.
They are slow. Yeah. I don't know. They just.
No offense, Kev.
I never actually got an answer from you on this. Why does he not like deleting games? Do you know why?
From my experience of knowing him, I think he just has really shitty internet.
Because, like, I asked him, and I got a response I was not expecting. He's like, because I fucking bought them. I was like, Jesus Christ. I don't think he's ever cussed the entire time.
He owns a lot of games. Also, he loves cussing, I will say. When I went to go visit him a couple months ago, I guess it was, like, February, but, like, he cussed a lot. So I don't know.
That's what I was saying. Like, with my experience, man, I don't think he ever went in there and started cussing. He said that. I was like, oh shit, I think I made him mad. I didn't mean to. I was just asking.
I think he's the first person I ever actually heard cuss in, like, real life. So I think that's where I get all my language from.
Your
so
sister?
Fuck you, Kev.
Your sister didn't cuss in front of you?
We lived under two tiger moms, and one of them was a dad, so, you know.
Dude,
we didn't cuss a lot.
Me and my brothers got my ass whipped for everything, but, like, our youngest brother, his first word was fuck.
He knew what he wanted right out of the jump.
Honest to God, his first word was fuck, but they couldn't beat us because they didn't know who taught him it. So, I don't know. His birthday is coming up in 6 days. We'll see if he answers the phone. All right.
Fuck you, Juan.
Shit, he's... Long story short, Ava was visiting my mom. I guess he went over and he was pissed off at my mom, so started screaming and cussing. Like, literally just walked into the apartment and started screaming and cussing. Ava calls me from the bathroom crying, doesn't know what's going on. So I freak out because my daughter's in a bathroom crying. And I call my brother and I'm like, hey, I'm going to be there in 5 minutes. You better be there when I get there. What the fuck did I do? I go, you made her cry. I'm going to make you cry. I got there. Wasn't there. I haven't talked to him since. So I don't know. I would say he's embarrassed about the whole thing, but he's probably not. All right. Yeah, that guy's first word was fuck. Probably shouldn't do that. Otherwise, it might end up like that. Florida or beyond. Object that crashed through a roof may have come from the International Space Station. It is a 2-pound chunk of metal.
Not Florida.
This is Florida.
God damn it. I was kind of hoping this was Utah because we recently just had a house explode.
What the fuck? That's natural gas, son.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying, like, I don't think it came from space. Maybe it came from Utah and landed over there.
Fucking A.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. 2:34 p.m. I guess this guy said something came, like, just crashing through his house on March 8th. U.S. Space Command recorded the reentry of a piece of debris from the International Space Station around the same time over the Gulf of Mexico, with a trajectory taking it towards southwest Florida. The debris was a cargo pallet of depleted batteries that had originally been intended to be returned to Earth in a controlled manner, but a failed Soyuz spacecraft launch led to an interruption of the ISS schedule, and the pallet of batteries instead headed back to Earth in an uncontrolled reentry. No one was injured. He said his son was at the house when it happened. It was turned over to NASA. Can you sue NASA?
I feel like they have to pay for some of the damages, right?
Buy me a new house, NASA, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, and get me on one of those ships to Mars.
Put me on that fucking Jeff Bezos penis rocket.
Okay, he doesn't deserve that. Listen, he just got his house ruined.
Jeez. I want to wear his hat, too.
Jeff Bezos's?
Yeah, he wears a cowboy hat. Have you not seen it? He looks like a total douche. He looks like, I'm not all on like, oh, I'm just going to hate you because you're rich. But this is like, for me, this is similar to the fucking M'lady fedora.
Does he look like the person in one of the screenshots of Dead Rock Redemption? Let me see if I can find this.
Hold on.
I think
he wishes he looks like that. Yeah, here he is.
Yeah.
There he is.
Oh, that's what I thought it was.
Nope. This is him and his girlfriend in a truck, apparently.
He is. I thought he got divorced, huh?
Yeah, he got divorced, and that woman is now the richest woman in the world, and she did nothing.
I didn't know that Bill Gates had a divorce either.
Yeah, you should really read why. Turns out Bill Gates loves him and all the other Microsoft nerds loved having parties at their mansions with strippers in the pool, and the strippers were forced to be naked and do gross things. Turns out Bill Gates is a horny old man. Horny old man.
Aren't we all?
Dude. What is it? I guess Tiger, speaking of horny old men, I guess Tiger Woods is competing in the next local or the next major golf event, to which his training regimen is lifting weights, only playing golf, and staying focused on, like, strictly on golf. So that means no sex until he's done playing golf. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how much is sex on your mind where you can't focus on playing golf? He's just out there shaking me. Oh, I haven't fucking sniffed pussy in 30 minutes.
I gotta keep all that testosterone in my body for this putter hit.
There's too much fucking semen in my testicles. Oh, I'm gonna fucking explode.
Every time I make a hole in one, I'm gonna get another hole in one.
I'm gonna go fuck the shit out of an Applebee's waitress.
I thought you were going to say apple pie.
No. When he got divorced from his wife because he was running around cheating on her, it was like with models and like all this other shit. And then like one of the other women in that thing was like an Applebee's waitress. It was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, why? You like, why? He's like, I'm a sex addict. And I'm like, I don't think so. I think you're just dumb.
Definitely just dumb.
An Applebee's waitress. You're a fucking millionaire. You're world renowned golfer Tiger Woods. You fucking Applebee's waitress. Jesus Christ, what the hell?
There's more to sex than just Applebee's, Tiger Woods.
Fucking A, man. Well, at least he wasn't, you know, going to P. Diddy parties or Epstein's Island.
As far as we know.
Shout out Stephen Hawking. All right. Florida or beyond, dog digging in backyard unearths decades-old military bomb.
Not Florida.
This is Florida.
God damn it. I was thinking California.
His dog, named Baby, was playing in his yard when he unearthed a metallic object next to his garage. You couldn't tell what it was until you started pulling it up. Once I got it halfway out, I was like, oh, I know what this is. Let me gently put this back down.
He didn't drive it there, right?
I don't know. He said the object was about a foot long and weighed 10 pounds. He called Jacksonville police. Look at that. And the bomb squad responded to examine the discovery. Shout out California. You're dumber than Florida.
Yeah, that's police, surprising.
Yeah, that is. I mean, is it though?
A little bit.
San Francisco just made a law to where you can't walk up and down the aisles. Like, it's against the law to do that now.
What aisles?
In stores. Oh. You know, when you go shopping.
What? Yeah. What? Hold on.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
That actually hurt my brain. I don't know what else to say, but that actually just hurt my brain thinking about... Yeah, California, I'm sorry, you guys are fucking dumbasses. Again, no offense, Kev, but...
He's not in San Francisco.
No, but he's in California, and that's part of the problem.
I can't find it. It's from that podcast where it's like... Just a collection of, like, Asian dudes with, like, the one white guy.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. To be fair, they usually don't talk about dumb shit or, like, false shit. So I'll do my research, but that is a very San Francisco thing to do.
I feel like if it did not pass, it was definitely, like, brought up. For sure, right?
I don't know. It's hard telling with that place. It really is. Every time...
It's so stupid.
What is it? Channel 5 did, like, a little thing on there, and I understand where they're coming from, that, like, everything's too expensive because of the tech people, and, like, this is the only thing they can do. I get that. However, just doing drugs in broad daylight, no matter, like, in front of kids getting off a school bus, probably not the way to go about that.
No, I don't think it is.
So, I don't know. I mean, plus there's all the stealing, which I guess goes back to the Silicon Valley fucking boom. I don't know, dude. You watch it and they kind of steer you in the way of be like, oh, this is the rich's fault. But it's also like, well, they also had their destiny too. So we'll see.
Yeah, I need to finish that show.
Okay. Let's go to something happy.
Wait, what was the, like, explosive? Like,
it was a bomb. They don't know how it got there, but it was a bomb.
Just, okay. I didn't know if it was, like, a mortar shell or a sea mine. Or
they just say bomb. That's all okay. I can report. The picture, it looks like a mortar shell, but 10 pounds, okay. Like, that's very small for a bomb.
Yeah. It's still heavy, though.
Like, I can't, I hear you, but, like... I don't think bombs like that have ever been used since World War One. Like, World War One, they would literally just throw them out of the plane like hand grenades. They would just...
Here you go.
Yeah. Okay. Something happy. You know. Here we go. Florida or beyond. Rescue, quote-unquote, baby hedgehog turns out to be a pom-pom from a hat.
Not Florida, England.
Yep. You 100% right. It's Facebook, so I can't grab a picture, so I got it. Oh, dude, you're going to look at this, and it's just like, I don't think this person's ever seen a hedgehog. Like,
you can send the Facebook link. I'm logged in.
Well, it won't even let me get the Facebook link. I don't know what the fuck they did. But there's the picture of the quote-unquote hedgehog. Once again, I don't think they've ever seen a fucking hedgehog. They don't have hair. Okay. I mean, shit, here we go. We love making fun of these dipshits. A Cheshire, England woman. It's Cheshire. It's fucking terrible.
I don't blame you. I blame England for sure.
Cheshire? I don't know. Fucking Cheshire. Stupid. A town full of idiots who can't identify animals. A woman from there rescued what she believed to be an abandoned baby hedgehog and took it to a local animal hospital where veterinarians told her she had actually rescued a pom-pom from a beanie hat. The Lower Mosswoods Nature Reserve and Wildlife Hospital said in a Facebook post that the quote-unquote kind soul rescued what she thought was a very shy baby hedgehog and took it home. She brought it to the animal hospital the next day, concerned it hadn't moved or pooped all night. Veterinarians then informed the woman that she'd actually rescued the pom-pom from a beanie hat. Quote, she was an older lady, maybe 60s or 70s, well-spoken and well-meaning. She said she could see something on the roadside that looked like a hedgehog. What?
Also, baby hedgehog, that's the same size as the fucking dish you put in there for the food.
Yeah, right. Baby hedgehogs are like itty bitty, like baby panda size levels of itty bitty.
It's
baby kangaroo levels of itty bitty, and you just so happen to spot one. That's like, if you're able to see it from the road while driving, that's an adult hedgehog.
Yeah. She said she found this in a beanie?
Yeah, this is like the poof on top of a hat. The hat was nowhere to be found. It was just the poof.
Okay.
Quote, from a distance, you take it at face value. She didn't handle it all. She scooped it in a box with some cat food.
That's not good either.
Yeah, and left it in a warm, dark place. She did everything so well. Yeah, she did everything so well. She barely peeked at it because she didn't want to stress it out. Dude. Hedgehogs are not furry. They have like quills.
Honestly, I don't like the picture that I'm seeing. Just
okay, they do have some fur. Looking at it. But it's not entirely fur, unless the little fucker turned inside out.
You would definitely be able to see some semblance of a face on it.
Feet.
That too.
A nose. Whiskers. Anything other than fluff, you stupid bitch. Jesus Christ. God damn. How is this country full of fucking idiots? How?
Which one's dumber, California or the
England.
All of England?
England. Yeah, at least yeah. California can identify animals. Do they know how to shop for groceries correctly?
No.
No. Do they know how to do drugs? Yes. This, at least if they saw a fucking poof from a beanie, they would fucking know right away. Oh, that's garbage.
Would you rather take your child to England and witness this happen where they mistake an inanimate object for an animal, or go to California to see some dude do drugs?
Oh, I'm taking England all the time, because at least me and Ava would laugh at him. Just be like, are you fucking serious, you stupid bitch?
Also, pub crawl.
That too. I just, you give it cat food on top of it. I guess now's a bad time to tell you, they eat bugs, right? They're carnivorous.
And they don't really like warm, dark places.
No, cool, dark places. They need warmth. We looked into this because we were going to buy Ava a hedgehog. They need to be warm at all times. They die in the cold. So you left this in the cold, dark spot after you rescued it. Jesus fucking Christ. How is it 2024 and you don't know what the internet is, you shriveled old bitch? How the fuck are you living?
The internet exists. I think if this was a real hedgehog, the snake that was taken by a crow had a better chance than the hedgehog.
Oh my god. Are hedgehogs even native to fucking England?
I don't know where they come from, I'll be honest, but I don't think so.
There it is, native to England.
Oh, they actually are?
Hedgehogs are native to mainland Britain. Yep, so this motherfucker knows what they are. Jesus Christ. Someone needs to check in on this woman. Someone needs to fucking just, hey, how you doing?
Are you been to the eye doctor recently?
Dude, do you need to go fucking see somebody? Like, what is wrong with you? Even the picture they use on Google to tell me where they're from looks nothing like a fucking pom-pom poof.
Yeah, I don't.
Check in on your fucking grandmas, for the love of God. They're out here losing their fucking mind.
Make it pom-poms or hedgehog is.
This might be the stupidest thing ever. Like, at least the other ones look like an animal, right? Like the fucking stuffed jaguar or whatever the fuck it was that they thought was a lion. And the cement, like, what, last episode it was a cement dog they found in a mud hole? Like, at least those are animal-esque. This is not. I saw this tree and I thought every limb was a snake, but it turns out it was a limb. It was just the limb of a tree. Oh my God. Let's write a news story about it. England, you also got to do better and don't fucking publish these stories. You're not helping your fucking case, you buck-toothed bitches. Jesus Christ.
I saw a purse in a store and I thought it was a kangaroo.
I seen a kangaroo jumping down the street. I had to drive back to realize it was a kid in a kangaroo costume. Stupid fucks.
Again, Jesus. At least that would look like a kangaroo.
How the fuck did these people sail around the fucking world and like conquer places? Jesus Christ.
I mean, I bet back then they were smarter. Look at how much island they own now, right?
They regress so hard they don't know what animals are.
It stopped with the education, tried to continue to conquer.
It stopped with the fucking dentists, all right? Jesus. That was the first domino. And then it just, I guess all the fucking germs from their crank-ass fucking teeth just went into the bloodstream and infected their brain, and they're all just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! All right, other animal news, Florida or beyond. Places mayor offers free goats to anyone who can catch them.
Not Florida.
Correct. This is Italy. This is an Italian island.
I mean, I don't. Why?
The island's overran with goats, apparently. So, you just show up. Here, this is the exact thing to do, okay?
Okay. Let's hear.
Guilo. G-U-L-L-O. Guilo? Guilo? I don't know. Italian guy said anyone who emails a request to the local government and pays a $17 stamp fee can take as many goats as they wish as long as they transport them off the island within 15 days of approval. Anyone can make a request for a goat. It doesn't have to be a farmer, and there are no restrictions on numbers. Holy shit. The fucking goats are just like burning the churches and raping the women on this island, apparently. Goddamn barbarians.
I would honestly go and take some goats.
At this point, yeah.
I would eat them. Okay. I don't know what else to say.
Okay, we don't have to be the stereotypes feast. We can not move even beyond.
Have you ever had goat?
Yes, but my first instinct was not to transport it across the world to eat it. You can do that in your state, and I'm willing to bet within an hour.
Yeah, exoticmeats.com.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up. This is a local delicacy, according to this one guy in Utah.
Listen, to be fair, the only reason why I thought about that is because this conversation did get brought up at work today because someone was talking about going to visit baby goats and how they also like to eat goats. It was the only reason why I brought it up, okay?
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying shipping them across the world. That's an expensive goat dinner. Oh, here it is right there. Ideally, we would like to see people try to domesticate the animals rather than eat them.
You don't get to tell me what to do with my goat.
Well, they're not. They're just strongly suggesting don't eat these. The island's goat herd originated around 20 years ago when they were purportedly brought to the, oh God, A-L-I-C-U-D-I, by someone who intended to breed them, but they ended up wandering loose and became wild. The goats have become a major tourist draw for the island, but the mayor said that the population boom has caused the animals to spread beyond their usual habitat to invade gardens and homes. I'm imagining Rolf from Ed, Edd n Eddy just screaming at the goats.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to see them domesticated instead of eaten. They knew your ass was coming in on this. Yep.
Yeah, I found it on Exotic Meats.
Full saddle. That's the back of the fucking goat. 4 pounds for $150. It feels like a ripoff.
You can also get a half saddle. You can get 4 chops per package, which is $40. Ground meat, 9 pounds of it for $123.99. Who's eating 10 pounds of ground goat meat?
I don't know, dude. Okay. Actual happy news. Florida or not Florida, children race to collect marshmallows dropped from a helicopter at a park.
Not Florida. It has to be someplace happier than Florida.
Okay. I'll give you a hint. It's in the States. What place is happier than Florida?
Wisconsin. I don't know.
Wisconsin's drunker than Florida, that's for sure.
I don't know a lot of happy states. I honestly kind of want to go with, is it a southern state? Can I ask that? Like, no,
it is not.
Is it?
North?
Give me the region. North?
Midwest, north.
Midwest, north. Idaho.
Okay. That's not the Midwest, first off. It is north.
I don't.
Idaho's a little west. It's just okay. above us. Like, you go north a little bit, and there's Idaho, baby.
I think
there's some Wyoming in there, but let's be real. No one likes Wyoming.
All right, I got to get my map open. I haven't had to open this in a really long time.
I feel like we should go back to this just so we have a chance of teaching you the geography of the United States.
Nah, it's not needed. United States. I don't care about that. Midwest. You said North Midwest,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Minnesota or Wisconsin are my only two guesses here.
How about Michigan? How about Detroit, Michigan?
That's not a happy place.
You said it was, so I was just letting you run with it.
I'll still say it is happier than Florida.
Detroit, Michigan is happier than all of Florida.
Yeah, I'm taking that.
I'm
Detroit,
not.
Detroit, Michigan doesn't have to worry about hurricanes and a bunch of people on bath salts eating people's faces.
Florida can drink their own water supply.
Detroit,
you know,
doesn't need water.
One of the necessities for life.
Detroit doesn't need water. They have a whole lake next to them.
Florida doesn't need lights on top of gas station signs to indicate when they're being robbed so cops can come help.
Not yet.
You can't buy a city block in Florida for $200,000.
I know what I'm spending my $200,000 on.
Go ahead. I hope you're okay with gangs. And okay, you want a fucking Florida headline while it's not in Florida? This was like 5 years ago, 4 years ago now. Mm-hmm. A group of people just wanted to plant trees in this one neighborhood. Okay, it was kind of a rougher side of town, and it was a lot of minorities. The minorities kicked them out, saying that them planting trees is gentrifying their neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like Detroit.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to ask you again. This sounds happier than Florida. We don't want trees because that's the white devil.
As a person who is not white, I'll still take Detroit over
Florida. Oh, my
God.
Oh, my God. This coming from the guy who thought Idaho was in the Midwest.
To be honest, whenever I hear Midwest, I still just think of the West.
Jesus Christ. All right. We might go back to the old rules just for a hope that we can get at least like 7 states in each section.
All I'm saying is Hawaii is in the West.
Nope. No. Absolutely not. I could maybe see Alaska. Maybe.
No, nah, they're Midwest. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
My fucking heart is breaking right now. This, I just don't want you to go. I care enough about you to where I don't want you to be wandering around on the street and some fucking douchebag with a fuckboy haircut comes up to you and be like, name 5 states in the South. And one of them's going to be like Ohio. And it's like Flux or Feast. Flux 2. We got to talk. If your name starts with an F, we got to have a nice chat. All right. Anyways, helicopter marshmallows. It's called the annual Great Marshmallow Drop. Hundreds of children waved and cheered as the helicopter passed by on its way to the drop zone. Once there, a passenger dumped the treats out of a sack onto the grass below, and children darted to collect them. Yeah, this is a Detroit thing. Officials stress that although the fluffy treats are tempting, they must not be eaten because they hit the ground. Instead, kids exchanged the marshmallows they collected for a prize bag containing candy, a coloring book, and a one-day pass to a water park. You can't drink the water there either. Speaking before this is stupid.
To a water park.
Why is it fucking food? Like, why not just make it like fucking cotton balls?
I don't understand. I changed my mind. Yeah, Detroit sucks.
15,
just 'cause of this one story.
15,000 marshmallows were dropped. Quote, it was just a celebration. The weather is beautiful, so we are happy to get outdoors and interact and pick up some marshmallows. The mother of 3 great marshmallow drop participants said, one of whom took part in a special drop reserved for children with disabilities. If there's kids with disabilities there, why are you dropping marshmallows?
Also, it landed on grass. 5-second rule. Come on. I'm surprised Detroit has grass.
Oh, you really have flipped, huh? Welcome to the fucking correct side.
I still think it's a great plan.
Oh my god. All right. Jesus. All right. We're going back to animals. Florida or beyond. Hefty feline mistaken for a dangerous mountain lion.
Not Florida.
Where do you think this is?
UK again, or this England.
This is California.
They are dumber than Florida.
Dude, do you want to see the exact picture? Okay, I cannot stress this enough. Me and you live in mountainous states. We are very aware of what mountain lions look like. Okay?
I see it.
This is a mountain lion, according to California people. Guess what? Near San Francisco. You know where mountain lions totally are still. That's a big cat, the post began. The morning, a South San Francisco resident reported seeing a mountain lion via Ring camera a little after 7 a.m. Authorities rushed over to the scene to potentially handle a potentially dangerous creature, but had no luck finding it. Officers conducted an area check, but were unable to locate the furry guy, and there were no additional sightings.
That's...
In case you were wondering, you know, maybe you don't know. This is what a fucking mountain lion looks like.
Different fur color, first of all. Like, what?
The size difference!
Yeah. Wow. I saw the picture, the Ring camera picture, and I said, that's a cute cat in my head.
Oh, the people on Facebook got this son of a bitch, too. If that's what's considered a mountain lion, I hate to see what they would consider my house cats. Someone else joked, I think it looks like Bigfoot. Get fucked. Even people in California make fun of you.
What a dipshit.
Yeah, I can't read this next article. I can give you the headline because Fox wants me to pay. I'm not doing it. Florida or beyond. Man, 77, recounts saving his own dog from an alligator's jaws. Quote, I had my hands in his mouth.
I want to say this is Florida, but I feel like it's going to be something stupid. Like it's going to be like New York again.
Ah, this is Florida.
Oh, thank God.
This is Florida. The dog's alive. That's all I know. But I can't read anything else.
That's all we really needed to know, right?
Man, Scruffy. I can't even imagine, man. That's a terrible thought.
Yeah.
You know what else is a terrible thought? This next world record that maybe Rush did or did not do. Man drinks a liter of lemon juice in record time.
Not Rush.
This is David Rush.
What? Why?
4.2 cups of lemon juice through a straw in 16 and a half seconds. Oh, this was the first time he broke it. Then the German guy, who's also breaking records a lot, did it in 16 seconds. Rush just submitted another one for 13.64 seconds. Quote, the experience was far from pleasant. This time I even had a reversal of fortune for about a quarter of it, Rush wrote. Yet, in a way, I'm grateful it probably sped up my recovery. I'm going to guess that means he threw up.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. What? What does this have to do with STEM?
I don't know. I think he's just fiending for records to break. We don't want the Nazis to win again.
That's true, yeah.
USA! USA! I don't know if I could do this world record. And I'm even if I could, I don't even want to try, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds disgusting.
That sounds rough. That sounds very rough. Rush, not Rush. Longest line of whoopie pies.
Not Rush? Is this some stupid organization or school?
This is a Maine baseball team, like the state of Maine.
Mm-hmm. Whoopie pies?
Have you never had a whoopie pie or a moon pie?
Yeah. Okay, now
same thing. This is a baseball team called Portland Sea Dogs.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you like moon pies?
I hate marshmallows, but I do love moon pies. Don't know why.
That's the marshmallow part is why I don't like them.
See, that's a fair point. I don't know what it is about the graham cracker and the chocolate, but moon pies just work. Like, I hate s'mores. Hate s'mores. But whoopie pies, mm-hmm. I'm in. Or moon pies, same thing.
The only time I like marshmallows is in, like, hot chocolate. That's the only time I can, because they melt, so I don't have to deal with it.
That's a fair point. In case you were wondering, it was 2,121 of them in a straight line.
And you have to eat them too, right? It's Guinness rules?
Who knows? Donated like no to the food. Local ant colony. okay. Rush, not Rush. What record even is this? Escape from a water tank in the fastest time.
Not Rush. Houdini.
Not anymore. Shout out appendixes. Yeah, not Rush. This is Andrew Basso. Yeah, and up to escape from a water tank upside down in 2 minutes and 11 seconds.
He was upside down?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, how do you get a water tower upside down?
Beast. We got to start doing these while you're awake, man. Come on.
It's late. I'm tired. I'm kind of drunk. It's fine.
Idaho's in the Midwest.
It is to me. China number one.
All right. I mean, there was no quotes. So that's all I got. Speaking of China number one, the most people to play table tennis, Rush or not Rush?
Not Rush.
Want to take a guess where this took place? Table tennis.
I have two guesses.
Okay.
China.
Okay.
China Light. Taiwan.
Okay, you're racist for thinking that. Asians like stuff other than table tennis. This is
Ireland. I like table tennis. That's why
this,
I said
this. Yeah. This is Ireland. This. Some would say the exact opposite of China. What would be the exact opposite of China if it wasn't some rock with a bunch of pasty whites on it? That where it rains all the time.
Canada. No, I don't know.
That's pretty fair. I'll give that one to you. This is Mary Peters, who won gold at the Munich Olympic Games in 1972. Jesus Christ. Wasn't there a tragedy that happened at that one?
Sounds familiar to something I've read in the past.
I'm pretty sure something happened. I'm pretty... joined the Ormeau, O-R-M-E-A-U, table tennis club in Belfast to try to break the record for the most consecutive opponents in a table tennis rally. The club originally broke the record in 2017, but it was taken in 2022 by Chinese player Wen Wei Zhu and the Brighton Table Tennis Club in England. So it was a Chinese guy in England. Apparently, England, the UK really loves table tennis. We believe it is yet to be counted and verified, but we believe we got to 120. Peters was presented the Ormeau Table Tennis Club jersey after the successful completion of the attempt. All right. Rush, not Rush. Man regurgitates stream of water for nearly 6 minutes.
Is this water or lemon juice?
It says water.
Not Rush, hopefully.
Correct. This is a Chinese man who drank 1.1 gallons of water and brought it back up to serve as a human fountain for a record-breaking 5 minutes and 51.8 seconds.
This is as good as Detroit water.
It's arguably better. Mao Hui HUI 35 drowned the water or down the water and used his muzzle control to regurgitate the liquid and spray a stream of water from his mouth to more than sextuple. What? Sextuple Ethiopian man named Kiribel Yuma's record of 56.36 seconds. Oh, he did it better than six times. Okay. How? I got some questions. Like, beating a record is one thing. Beating it by 6 minutes.
Six times?
No, one continuous stream.
No, I mean, six times the amount, right? Or
no, the time. He drank 1.1 gallon of water and threw it up for almost 6 minutes. How do you breathe?
Did he take a breath? He had to take like a second just to breathe, right?
China, this smells a little fishy. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Last time I checked, you throw up through your esophagus, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What's the top part of your esophagus used for?
Breathing?
Yes! So if you are constantly vomiting water up your esophagus... Is this man real?
TikTok video, right?
This isn't a faked video. This isn't a cadaver. They just stuck a water hose in his ass. Like, what is this? What? How do you hold your breath for 6 minutes?
I mean, I know it's possible, but like, there's gonna be damage to your body.
I think 3 minutes without oxygen, you have brain damage, like irreversible brain damage.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
China, all right, we'll give you this one.
Even I'm questioning it, China. Come on now.
This, I'm starting to think this really was just a dead body. They shoved a garden hose in his ass and just waited for it to come out. 6 minutes? Jesus Christ. Guinness World Records said the rules for the longest time to spray water from the mouth category required the water from Hoy's mouth to be spurted or sprayed with no dribbling allowed. The record attempt ends when the stream breaks or stops. Yeah, he wasn't allowed to... Dude. Okay. Guinness World Records said water spouting is a trick involving precise muscle control and has been performed since at least the 17th century. What's the longest you ever held your breath?
A minute and a half.
Yeah. Like when I was a kid, it was a minute 20.
Mm-hmm.
This man beat that.
By a lot.
Come on, apparently. Dude. You know, China with great air quality and totally not a tobacco problem.
Maybe that's how he did it. He's evolved to not have to breathe.
he's been trained by just drinking the tobacco bong water.
Oh.
Dude, 6 minutes?
That's too long.
That's fishy. All right. Rush, not rush. Man dons 10 t-shirts in 15 seconds.
Rush.
This is him.
Yeah.
He previously had the record at 15.61 seconds.
I was going to say this sounded familiar to what he's done in the past.
Right.
Did he do this with underwear or was that someone else?
I think that was someone else. It was a female. The new record is 15.03 seconds. See, like, this makes sense. When you break a record, you shave off a respectable amount of time. You don't just body the previous fucking record holder.
It seems wrong to do that in, like, a sportsman type way, you know?
I don't even give a fuck about that. Like, if you're going to win, go big. But I don't... It just... Okay.
It's wrong. It doesn't feel right for sure.
No. Stop sticking hoses in people's butts.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
At least they consent to it.
I don't even know if that's healthy. I don't... Like, I know enemas are a thing, but, like, still...
Where's that... going back to what Kevin showed me, there was one time he showed me a video of people who were trying to fart the loudest. I don't know. It was
what the fuck?
It was a weird-ass video, let me tell you. It was some kind of thing. It was, like a bunch of, like... I don't want to say famous. They were like some type of like, you know, internet
B-lister.
Fame type of people. Yeah, not like celebrities, but like internet fame, right? And apparently there was one person who just stuck a tube up his ass and started blowing air into it. Yeah,
oh,
it was.
Is this Kenny versus Spenny? It was two people in a house, right? And like, they were like, the dude figured out you could hook a bike pump up to your butthole and fill it with air so you could just fart for an incredibly long time.
I'm with
Kev on this one.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's weird. But you got anything to plug before we end it?
That guy's fucking mouth.
Apparently, yeah. Dude, breathe, bro. Breathe. It's going to be okay.
We need to start a charity event to send all of our old zoo books and the Crocodile Hunter show cassettes and send them to England. They need to know, okay? Like, at this point, we're bullying England because they're fucking stupid.
We also need to get, like, a petition going to have NASA set up, like, you know, some kind of rocket system just to send all of San Francisco up to Mars.
I'll take it. Just tell them there's, like, super space fentanyl.
Oh, there. Yeah, they'll do it themselves then.
Yeah, they'll fucking build it in the hour. I'll be like, fuck.
All right. Well, with that, you guys have a good week, night, day. Well, maybe. I don't know if we'll see you next week. It's been, you know, stories are slow. I don't know. But anyway, bye.
Bye.